Travels with Sarah, Point Farms Provincial Park, Ontario, Canada. After being on the road for several days towing a 13-foot scamp trailer with my elderly dog Sarah as my co-pilot, we settled for a while in Point Farms Provincial Park, just down the road from Goderich, Ontario. Autumn is settling in, children are back in school, the park is peaceful, beautiful. Last evening, a balmy summer breeze after a hot day, some of it spent in town trying to find out why my credit card doesn't work in Canada. Luckily, I can buy gas and groceries, but not get cash from an ATM. Hey ho. A nice bank lady in a random bank spent an hour on the phone with the credit union in Minneapolis for me. My phone doesn't work here and I have no cash. Although I was scruffy and smelled of wood smoke, but the answer is that Canadian ATMs are too sophisticated for my low-tech American chipless one. I bought some more sausage rolls and treacle tarts at the world-class pastry shop and a couple of Canadian author Alice Munro's books here at the Book Peddler because I felt compelled to read her again. Alice was in here just 2 days ago, the owner said. May I kiss the ground, I said, which led to a long conversation about her. I had been channeling her while I was driving through this part of Ontario and thinking about some of her stories without really putting it together that this is where she lived. I love it here. I would move here in a heartbeat. It looks a bit like Suffolk in eastern England, but the roads are straighter. Before going back to the campground, I stopped at a grocery store and a man came up to me in the parking lot and said, "You're the lady who was having trouble parking your trailer at the campsite, aren't you? How do you know that? I'm the guy that ended up parking it for you." I was so embarrassed. I would leave and go home if I knew where home was, and I hadn't paid for 3 nights. Later, he came over to see if I needed any more help. Unfortunately, I didn't, although he is tall and handsome with grey hair and brown eyes. At twilight, I settle Sarah on her foam-padded bed just inside the scampi's door. I close the mosquito door, but leave the trailer door open so she can enjoy the birds and approaching evening. I walk from the campsite, down 126 steps, to the lake, where I am alone with the sunset and the seabirds, on a vast sandy beach that stretches for miles from cove to cove. I wade into the water, and consider a skinny dip, but a heap of forest rises up behind me, and who knew what eyes might be watching, man or beast. The waves, the chirping cicadas, the whirling seagulls, and I watched a round red sun dip into the lake, wrapped in a couple of wispy clouds, and I preserved my modesty too. Later, Sarah woke me, panting for a pee, so we emerged from the sanctuary of the scamp to find bright moonlight casting moon shadows under the trees. I could see the lines on the palm of my hand. Later, a few sprinkles of rain on the scamp roof announced the mother of all storms. Rain, wind, thunder, lightning. Meanwhile, I lay safe and warm and dry, listening to it. Sarah has always enjoyed thunderstorms, maybe because I like them so much. The thunderstorm beat down on the scamp's roof most of the night. I woke late, and Sarah, the ancient dog, still slept under her very own dog duvet at my feet, with just the tip of her nose emerging. I know she's alive because of the snoring. She's looking good for 15 3/4 years of age. Scamping suits her. She eats big bowls of food and sometimes, forgetting her arthritis, canters friskily for a few seconds. Yesterday, my new friend Nellie and I carried her down the 126 wooden steps to the sunset beach and up again. Dog is gonna outlive us all. I also signed up for 5 more days. I can't leave this place. Something about the quality of the air, which is fresh and clean, and the clear light and the almost flat, yet slightly undulating landscape, and broad open skies. The campground has mostly deciduous trees, some of which are turning. It'll be gorgeous in a couple of weeks, but it's getting nippy at night. I turn on the heater from time to time in the scamp. After I hung the towels that were strategically placed around the edges of the bed to soak up the persistent leaks in the sun to dry, I took a hot shower in the sparkling clean campground facilities and changed into clean glamping clothes to go into Goderich. Leggings and the hand-dyed by Fair Trade Guatemalan ladies' bibelot dress with a large pocket for the keys, which I haven't mislaid yet. But I have a spare set somewhere. I did my laundry in town and found that the laundrette gets my clothes cleaner and softer than the machines chez moi. When I got them home, I hung them in the trees to air out. At the laundrette, I share a big laugh with a couple of strangers about the rural Canadian man who just won the lottery here. He's single, too. Well, he won't be single much longer, ha ha ha. An Alice Munro moment, replete with undertones of darkness. The prettiest town in Canada seems to have given up now fall has arrived. She is a weary performance artist who puts on her finery for the tourists and removes it all with a sigh of relief when they go home. The very streets are deserted. I found the pastry shop closed, so no more freshly made sausage rolls, and the best fish and chip shop at the harbour had shut down for the season, but I have my slow cooker to return to. I like a tourist town. I could settle here. Godrej reminds me of Southwold, Suffolk, of my youth on the East England coast. In fact, there is a Southwold in the southern part of Ontario, which I'm tempted to visit. I eye a plot of Lakeview land for sale in an estate agent's window for $49,000. I could save up, become a Canadian citizen, park the scamp on the land, have a small garden, flowers, vegetables, chickens, a guard dog. Not a dog of my heart, like Sarah, but a slavering beast such as Fluffy in the Harry Potter books. Around the scamp, a haphazard yet functional system of awnings and greenhouses would arise, and a conservatory for the winter. Wherever I end up, I must have winter. Four seasons and rainy days, perpetual sunshine would drive me nuts. Back at the campground, I check my email at the visitor's centre. My newly adult son remonstrates with me. Mom, you mustn't pick up hitchhikers. I email back, don't worry, I won't do it again. I cross my fingers as I write because I know I will, but I'm enjoying the role reversal. He's laying down the law, I'm lying to him. Friends write with their thoughts about Sarah. My friend from Uruguay says that her house is open to me at any time. If I have to put Sarah to sleep, I'm going to return to the Twin Cities to do it and recover in the arms of my friends. I'll go back slowly to Minneapolis in a week or two and regroup for the next journey. Now, of course, Sarah is doing well. This Point Farm camp suits both of us. And according to my new wild woman, Nova Scotia friend, Nellie, tenting up the road from me, this area has a convergence of ley lines, infusing it with a special spiritual energy. Dang, there's something here for sure. I feel so good. Maybe it's the perfect sunny fall weather, the fresh air, the just-on-the-turn trees, the not teaching, but hanging out in peace and quiet. I paid for a few more days on this campsite. The scamp is sorted, level, plugged in, and Wayne of the brown eyes keeps checking in on me on his bicycle. So why move? Also, I'm not sure which way I'm going to go next. Now I have found this spot, I can relax into it and just be. After finding Godrej more or less closed for the season, I drive slowly up the east coast of Lake Huron. I stop at Kincardine and walk Sarah by the shoreline, battling a wind that turns her ears inside out, makes me glad I have a hood. And then I try an ATM again, more out of habit than hope, and miraculously it gives me some cash. I'm so excited that I try it again, and again it works. So on the way back, I stop at a farm store off the road and pile potatoes and homemade marmalade and a jar of home-pickled onions and a litre of raw goat's milk into the car, and I try to stop myself there because the big blue SUV is already an overstuffed suitcase on wheels, but they also have bushels of old English apples, Cox's orange pippins, which I haven't seen for years. There's always room for more.